Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, and welcome to Inspirational Podcast, I Speak Life, with your host, Dr. Tan. Tonight, the topic for the podcast is going to be hate the sin and not the sinner. Hate the sin and not the sinner. Let's go ahead and jump right into it because every day we're facing sinful nature. We're dealing with people that are operating in sin. And sometimes even we operate in sin because Romans 3 and 23 tells us that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So none of us are perfect. And we all are subject to doing wrong and falling short. But in the times that we do fall short or we do wrong, we should be able to go to our brethren. We should be able to go to them privately and to speak with them, to ask for forgiveness, to ask them to accept our apology instead of broadcasting it to everyone. The Bible says if you have aught with your brother, if you have a difference with your brother, y'all have an issue, you're supposed to go to that person only. And then if for some reason they don't embrace it, then you can go to others. But we have to stop going out to other people first to tell them about what happened with you and the other person before going to that person to make it right, because we want to do it God's way. So that's why we have to hate the sin and not the sinner, because when you think about it, we're all sinners. We're all grace cases. We're all standing in the need of God's grace and mercy every day. And Lamentations tells us that his mercies are new every day. And so every day God has to bless us, even though we're not deserving of any of the blessings, because we are not faithful. There's none faithful other than him. And so when we think about that, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory, we should be mindful that instead of hating people because of their sinful nature, we should hate the sin and not the sinner. The Bible tells us that we can judge, though, but we judge a person's character. And that's Matthew 7 and 16, that we can judge their character, which is their fruit. But we're not to judge them as to say that, hey, this person is doing this right now and they can't change. Because if that's the case, then me and you would not be here today to say that God delivered us. So we can't assume because a person is in their sinful nature now that God can't deliver them and they can be better later. So what we should do is pray for them. Pray that God opens their eyes of understanding. The old hymnal says, I once was blind, but now I see. And a lot of people are blinded by their sinful nature, so they can't see past what they are doing. So if we have been delivered, instead of talking about them to the next person, gossiping about them, putting them down, condemning them as if they can't change, we should ask God to continue to bless them, to put labors in their path, to enlighten their understanding, to open their eyes, to give them light so that it can dispel all the darkness in their life, because God did it for us and he can do the same thing for them. We ought to hate the sin and not the sinner. It also brings to mind when we have our picks and our cliques and we think that one person going through, we want to pray for them, but this next person, because we don't like like them, we think it's funny. But let me tell you that anytime any one of us falls short and we slip up in this journey called life, instead of laughing and at somebody's demise, we ought to be praying and asking God to help them and to keep us from falling in the same hole. Because what happens is the Bible says that you reap what you sow. And so it might be them today, it could be you tomorrow. So we don't want to gloat in somebody else's demise. It should never get to the point where we are happy that people have fallen short of the glory of God. It should never get to the point where we are happy that people have sinned and or make fun of them because maybe they went to jail or maybe they lost their job or maybe they got caught doing this or maybe they got caught doing that. Remember, it's a lot of things that we have done that has been kept in our closet that nobody knows but the good Lord. And it's not because we've been so faithful, we've done so much and been so great that it hasn't been exposed. What God did is allowed us an opportunity behind closed doors to get it right. And so we have to be mindful that when we start to try to expose others of their transgressions, that we got some too. And what we need to do, instead of talking about them, we need to be praying for them. In other words, we need to hate the sin and not the sinner. And so we think about all of the different things that we're looking at in the world today. It's so easy to get caught up with talking about people and they didn't raise their kids right and they didn't do this right. Now, you can judge a person by their fruit. And when I say that again, I'm saying that if you know that perhaps maybe the people that were raising them were doing the same thing that their children are doing now, there's a possibility that that influence from those people that were raising them could have impacted the reason why they're doing the things now. But just because their parents or their the people that are raising them did it does not necessarily mean that the children have to do it. Because even though we are dealing with generational curses on every side, that does not mean that the generational curse has to continue to thrive. The buck can stop here. That person or that child can decide that, you know what, I don't want to be this way. I want to change the narrative. And so we can't condemn people to hell. We can't assume that they can't change. Because if that's the case, then we are all would be in the same situation on our way somewhere that we don't really want to go. But thanks be unto God that he's given us an opportunity to be able to get our life right so that we can see him one day. I want to say that we need to continue to hate the sin and not the sinner. We can't assume that because people have fallen short that maybe they know better. Sometimes they do, but sometimes maybe they have been taught to do better. Sometimes they don't understand what doing better is. They can only do what they know is best to do. They can only do what they've been taught to do. And so that's why instead of judging them, we should pray for them. Yes, we can judge their fruit, but condemning them, saying that they can't change again, we should pray for them because we don't know that relationship with God. And furthermore, we're not the author and the finisher of their faith. We're not the correct creator of all things. We're not Alpha and Omega. So where we might think one way, God may know it's something totally different. And if the truth about it, we don't really want people judging us. We don't really want people talking about us because we have slipped and fallen too. We have fell short. Now, we have made bad choices. We have made mistakes. We need people that's gonna lift us up in the word. We need people that are going to bear the infirmities of the weak. We need people that's going to encourage us in the Lord, not talk about us, because truth about it, we didn't all do some things that we're not proud of. And when you see somebody that's doing something that God has delivered you from, be mindful of that. Be kind. Yes, you can correct them in love, but make sure that you're not condemning them in judgment. Again, we have to hate the sin and not the sinner. When it comes to looking at all the different things that we're dealing with today, all of the killings and the stealings and the robbing, all of the cheating, all of the lying, all of the all of the disappointment, all of the things that we're dealing with, every negative spirit, every demonic spirit that can be inflicted in our world, everything that we're dealing with, when you're looking at it from all spectrums, when you're looking at all the different things, it should force us to want to pray and cry out to God. It should force us to want to cry out to Him. It talks about it in Chronicles. It says that if my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and change their ways, then will He hear from the Lord and He will heal the land. But you know what we're not doing? We're not crying out to God. Instead of crying out to God, we calling everybody else up on the phone. Did you hear what happened to so-and-so? Did you hear what happened to this person and that person? When are we going to pray about it? We talked about it enough, but that's not working. When are we going to pray about it? We complain about it enough. The Bible says, do everything without complaining. Is it anything too hard for God? I think not. God can do anything but fail, but He's waiting on us to step up to the plate. He's waiting on us to work our faith. He's waiting on us to be able to lean and depend on Him, because we've been leaning and depending on Jim and Jack, and we ain't told God nothing about what's going on. He's waiting for us to depend on Him, something that we refuse to do. The only time we get close to depending on God is when we look at it and everything is not going the way we want, and so we have no other choice. He's oftentimes for us the last resort. But instead of God being the last resort, He should be the first choice. He should be the head of our life. In everything we do, we should be seeking Him. In all that we do, we should be seeking Him. Pray day in and pray day out. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Thessalonians says to pray without ceasing. We have to continue in prayer, because one thing about it, we don't know what tomorrow holds. Matter of fact, we don't know what the next few minutes hold. But God knows all things, because He's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all powerful, and He knows all things. So why wouldn't we trust Him? Why wouldn't we pray to Him? Because we have to make sure that we are praying and asking God to keep us from falling into temptation. We have to make sure that we are praying and asking God to keep us from our sinful and fleshly ways. Remember, we ought to hate the sin and not the sinner. You know, we have to be mindful, because God says in Corinthians 10 and 13 that He has provided a way of escape. He says, there's no temptation uncommon to man that He has not provided a way of escape. In other words, He has given us a way of escape. He's provided us a way of escape. And the way of escape is the word of God. Because when you resist the devil, he will flee. And how do you resist him? You put the word of God on him. How does he flee? You put on the whole armor, as Ephesians says, put on the whole of Ephesians 6 says, put on the whole armor of God. And so when we put on the whole armor of God, the enemy has to go. He can't stand there. He can't be in the presence of God, because God is too powerful. And because you are a child of the Most High God, you have the power of God running through your veins. That means that you can speak to the mountain and it be cast into the sea. That means that whatever sinful nature you're dealing with, God can deliver it from you. But if you don't open your mouth and ask God to help you, then it won't happen. So when we are so busy pointing the finger at each other and thinking that we're holier than thou and better than other people, like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, we get sidetracked. If anything, we should be praying for everybody, including ourselves. Lord, help us to stay focused and help us to keep our simple ways intact. Paul says that when I try to do right, evil is always present. That is the situation for every last one of us. We are human. We have a sinful nature. The Bible says that we were born a few days short of sin. What does that mean? We are born in the world of sin, but just because we in the world don't mean we have to be of it. We could be in the world and in the word. We can be we have to make sure that we are focusing on God, staying focused on the mission at hand. We cannot be chastising others, bringing them down, talking about them. We must be praying for them, because remember, you can be that same person struggling, going through something, expecting people to give you compassion. But because you sowed a seed of gossiping, backbiting, talking about somebody else, that seed has to come up. So whatever you want to put out, whatever you do to others, is going to come back to you. So be mindful of how you treat people when they're going through something. None of us are exempt from hard times and falling short of the glory of God. None of us are exempt from struggling. None of us are exempt from going through anything. This journey called life is full of tips and turns. But I thank God that we are blessed because of what we have and where God has brought us. It could be different. It could be very different. But God has blessed us to be able to be where we are. And even though we don't go out and tell everybody what we have done and what we're doing, we ask God to forgive us for our sins so that we can move forward and do better. But let us not take that same opportunity to mistreat others because maybe we have moved forward and they are still stuck in their rut. Let us continue to pray for them. Yes, we hate the sin, but not the sinner. Do we understand? No, because everybody's journey is different. Everybody's timetable of getting delivered is different. Everybody's process is different. God knows what's best. He knows when it's time to pull you out or to leave you in the storm that you're in, because at the end of the day, he wants to work your faith and he wants you to trust and depend on him. And so nobody's journey is the same. Everybody's journey is tailor-made for the purpose that God has for their life. So again, I want to remind you to hate the sin and not the sinner. Make sure that you hate the sin and not the sinner. If you're going to do anything for them, pray for them. Don't talk about them. If you're going to do anything, pray for them. Don't laugh about it. If you're going to do anything, pray for them. Don't joke about it. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Let God be your guide. And if you know that it would be something that would be harmful for you, if it would be harmful to you, if what you're doing to somebody else would be harmful to you, make sure that you don't do it to them. Because guess what? No one is exempt. Again, I want to remind you to hate the sin and not the sinner. This is Dr. Tan with your inspirational podcast, I Speak Life. And I hope that you will be blessed tonight and definitely encouraged. God bless until we speak again.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Do it. meeting.